April 25. Trust when you have failed. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:12. In order to fight successfully in the battle against sin, you must keep close to Jesus. Do not talk unbelief. You have no excuse for doing this. Unbelief always separates the soul from Christ. It is not praiseworthy to talk of your weakness and discouragement. Let each say, I am grieved that I yield to temptation, that my prayers are so feeble, my faith so weak. I have no excuse to plead for being dwarfed in my religious life, but I am seeking to obtain completeness of character in Christ. I have sinned, and yet I love Jesus. I have fallen many times, yet he has reached out his hand to save me. I have told him all about my mistakes. I had confessed with shame and sorrow that I have dishonored him. I have looked to the cross and have said, all this he suffered for me. The Holy Spirit has shown me my ingratitude, my sin in putting Christ to open shame. He who knows no sin has forgiven my sin. He calls me to a higher, nobler life, and I press on to the things that are before. The humility that bears fruit, filling the soul with a sense of the love of God, will speak for the one who has cherished it in the great day when men will be rewarded according as their works have been. Happy will be the one of whom it can be said, the Spirit of God never stirred this man's soul in vain. He went forward and upward from strength to strength. Self was not woven into his life. Each message of correction, warning, and counsel he received as a blessing from God. Thus the way was prepared for him to receive still greater blessings, because God did not speak to him in vain. Each step upward on the ladder of progress prepared him to climb still higher. From the top of the ladder, the bright beams of God's glory shone upon him. He did not think of resting, but sought constantly to attain the wisdom and righteousness of Christ. Ever he pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This experience everyone who is saved must have.